last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
Time for the business news with Ian Guiler, columnist with the Business Post. And a big announcement from the government today in relation to its remaining shareholding of nearly 14% in Bank of Ireland. One that I suppose it took reluctantly initially because of the banking crisis of a decade ago. But yet there are those who are saying it shouldn't be selling at all. Tell us a little bit about the reasons behind the decision and how much money it'll raise for the state.
Good evening, Matt. Yeah, big announcement, unexpected, and a lot of ramifications from it. So firstly, the details. The Irish state taxpayers still own just under 14% of Bank of Ireland shares. We first invested in the bank in late 2008 when we had to bail out all of the major Irish banks. Between 2008 and early 2011, we pumped in somewhere in the region of just under 4.7 billion euro in Bank of Ireland. Now, while that is a staggering sum of money, by far Bank of Ireland wasn't the worst Irish bank out there. And in fact, we didn't actually even have to raise our stake in the bank to a majority ownership the way we did with Permanent TSB, AIB, Irish Nationwide Building Society and Anglo-Irish Bank. We only ended up having a minority stake in Bank of Ireland because its former chief executive, Richie Boucher, was able to, I have to say, man, at the height of the Irish banking crisis and the global financial crisis, was able to convince a lot of international investors to put in money into Bank of Ireland to stop it going into state control. So we did have Bank of Ireland in better shape than many of the other Irish banks, and it repays most, pretty much all of that 4.7 billion euro fairly quickly. So before today's announcement, we got back all of the money we put in, plus about 1.2 billion euro. So our remaining shares in Bank of Ireland are worth today somewhere in the region of about 670 million euro. And what the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, announced today was that over the next 6 months, those remaining shares, that 14%, or just about 14%, will be sold in piecemeal fashion. So between now and the end of the year, they've hired an investment bank called Citigroup to place those shares on the market. And as I said, at today's share price, that will raise around 670 million euro. Bank of Ireland share price has done quite well over the last 12 months.
But what do you make of the argument that the state should be hanging on to these shares to exercise some degree of control over the behaviour of Bank of Ireland? Because it strikes me that in a minority state like that, there's little it has been able to do to try and influence lending or policy decisions at Bank of Ireland.
And the argument, therefore, is, well, if you only have a minority stake, if you can't influence decisions at board level, and we don't have directors on the board the way we had in previous years, what is the point of holding on to those shares? Now, it's 13 years since the bank guarantee in September. It's now been 10 years since we have to put the last of the money into the Bank of Ireland. For how many more years would you like us to be a shareholder in the Irish financial sector? I can't believe we are still talking 10 years on that we own substantial parts of the Irish banking sector and the shrinking banking sector as well. And, you know, it would be my opinion, Matt, and it is only my view, that one of the reasons why we have a shrinking banking sector, why Ulster Bank are pulling out, why KBC are pulling out, and why there's been a load of other banks pulling out, is that the state still has a control of the banking sector. It isn't normal for governments to own parts of banks. They're owned by private shareholders. So today's announcement, and I've seen the criticism, I've seen it from opposition parties that this is wrong and we shouldn't be doing it, and my God, this is terrible. Actually, it's pretty normal that governments, since the financial crisis, have been getting out of banks. We've seen it in the UK, where the British government got out of Lloyds Bank, which is once in the Irish market as well. We've seen them reduce their stake in the Royal Bank of Scotland, now NatWest. So on balance, actually, I'd be in favour of this. Now, I know people will say, well, look, it's not a great return. The Bank of Ireland share price, it's, well, that's €4.50 today. A year ago, it was about €1.20 in the wake of the COVID-19 sell-off. So we're not doing too badly. When you look at the profitability of Irish banks in the last couple of years, it's probably as good a time as any to get out.
Indeed, and the state still has ownership of AIB and Permanent TSB. And again, you could ask, how are they run any differently to the way they would be run in the private sector when they're owned by the state?
Look, here's the thing. The government have put in place what they call a framework for dealing with their stakes in the Irish banks. And it's meant to be a hands-off position where they don't say to the banks, go and lend money to customer X or do a deal with customer Y. And that's a good thing. So if the state is not directing lending, and it shouldn't be, why should we still have banks in state ownership? We have seen the banking sector probably being a little bit fearful of government at times. And, you know, I would argue that we should have, in the country that we are living in, we should have international private investors owning these banks. There is no reason now why you need the state owning 70% or 71% of AIB and 74% of permanent TSB. You could argue, Matt, the reason we haven't seen new entrants into the banking system is because many people believe internationally that the government and the central bank have too much power over the banking sector, that there's too much regulatory and political control, and anything that divests or that the state divests its ownership is probably a net good for the financial system. Now, I know, Matt, there are people out there in the opposition are saying this is terrible, we should be forcing the banks to do certain things. I'm just not in favour of it, and it's just not what you see internationally. And it's generally not good for the state to be controlling private companies.
Let's move on. You remember that infamous Apple tax money that's been held in an escrow account, which may go to, well, just tell us what's happening with the money.
Well, the money is being managed by a group of international fund management companies on behalf of the Irish state. The National Treasury Management Agency oversee this escrow account, so neither the Irish government nor Apple nor the European Commission can touch this money. Around 14 billion euro with interest was paid over by Apple a couple of years ago. Now, to manage this type of money, Matt, you don't just leave it in cash, because if you were to leave it in cash, because of negative deposit rates by the European Central Bank and pretty much any central bank now, you would be losing money. It invests this 14 billion in low-yield government bonds, so safe bonds that won't lose money. However, because all of these assets are in such demand, they don't actually pay any interest. In fact, you have to pay money to park it with banks and financial institutions. So this fund, the Apple 13.9 billion fund, lost 36 million euro last year. That's the second year in a row where it's declined, purely because there are very few safe assets out there that actually pay a positive return. Most people now, and I'm sure if you're a small business out there, if you're somebody who's got a few quid in the bank, you've been told that they don't actually want your deposit because they want to charge you money for it. And this is happening on a much bigger scale, this Apple escrow account. Now, it will still be in this account for another while because we are still waiting on the final appeal to the court of justice. We've had the first ruling in the court case, which the government won last summer. We're still waiting the next appeal of that. So this money will still be there in this account for the next couple of years. What Apple have said is, even if it loses a bit of money, they won't pursue the government for that interest. And the government as well have said, look, we'll try and do as much as possible to make sure that it doesn't lose any money.
Ian Guider, the line isn't great, so we leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.